You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
To mark Volunteers Week 2015, I thought we'd have a chat with Anne Crane, one of our volunteer development advisors here in RNIB Northern Ireland. And with her is John McKinney, who works with the Technology Support Squad, which we'll chat about in a wee second. But first of all, Anne, maybe you could tell us a little bit about volunteering in Northern Ireland. How many volunteers currently work with us at the moment?
Well, currently we have almost 270 volunteers that are working right across our services. So those volunteers would do stuff like working with our children's team, so weekends away. They would do also admin, reception work. We have tandem cyclists, pilots. We have all sorts of volunteering opportunities that are available here in Northern Ireland. The work of the volunteers really supports all the work that we do right across the board.
It's probably fair to say that we couldn't probably do as much as RNIB Northern Ireland does without the work of our volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. The work of those volunteers really, really does help extend our reach. And obviously our goal is to provide the best service that we can to those who have sight loss in the Northern Ireland community.
Indeed. And so today, because John's with us today, I thought we'd turn our attention to the Technology Support Squad. Now, some of our listeners may not know or may not have encountered that before. Perhaps, Anne, you could tell us a little bit about...
Yeah, the Technology Support Squad exists to help people with sight loss to access technology. So generally, the Technology Support Squad will take requests for help and will go and visit somebody in their home. One of the key priorities of RNIB is to help people maintain their independence, and we know that technology is a really major part of that. But we also know that setting up technology can be really difficult and just present lots of challenges. So the RNIB Technology Support Squad is there to provide a free service that can help you set up technology in your home.
Okay, so you're talking like anything from televisions, radios, through to more specialist equipment, say like computers or iPads or...
Exactly, yeah. So commonly our team would go out and set up digiboxes, tune TVs, set up iPads. They would maybe program mobile phones, look at ebook readers and audio labellers. Any manner of technology, we have a volunteer force that are happy to help.
Okay, so John, just bring you in. Tell me, in your experience, well, firstly, how long have you been with the Technology Support Squad?
For about 35 years, Joe, since 1980.
That's quite extraordinary. I actually didn't know that. That's quite amazing, 35 years. Yeah. So tell me, first of all, how did you get involved or what brought you to that?
At that time, I worked for what is now BT. It was probably Post Office Telephones then. And quite a number of people helped out in those days who worked for BT, because in those days it was talking book players which were very mechanical, and the BT people had this sort of experience from working with electromechanical equipment.
And so then you did you approach RNIB yourself then, or?
I was approached by someone I worked with in BT, who also did volunteering at that time.
Nowadays, what sort of things would you encounter if you get a call out or an appointment to go and see someone?
Well, it could still be talking book players, although nowadays they're very much different from the old tape players. It could be tablet computers, it could be Windows computers with screen readers. Could be phones, smartphones, or fairly basic phones. It can be ordinary landline phones as well. It just can be any technology, tuning TVs, for example, especially at the time of the digital switchover.
Of course. That was actually fairly recently. I remember covering that in Sound Vision Online. So, I mean, I suppose a person with sight loss is at home and they realise that they've either purchased or they've encountered a piece of equipment or technology that they want to use, they want to get to going in their home, but they've suddenly realised that, well, let's face it, the instructions or the manual are pretty much inaccessible to them. And then I suppose that's where you guys come in.
Yeah, that's correct. They would call the help desk or helpline, and they in turn would send me an email, well, through a coordinator in Northern Ireland.
And then you make the appointment and... go out and see them?
I will call them and arrange to visit, if a visit is necessary. Sometimes a visit's not necessary. We can also use remote support software if it's computer-based.
And what about, would you do something over the phone even, if someone needed just a bit of advice?
Yes, yeah, sometimes that's the case, yes. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes, especially now with older talking book players, you find that there's very little you can do. You realise that from talking to them, for talking to the person who has the player.
I get in the sense too that even though technology has moved on a lot and there's all sorts of things on offer from high street stores, etc. these days, talking book players are still a major part of what people come to the Technology Support Squad about, is it?
Probably, yes. Largely because they're more specialised. With tablet computers and computers generally, there are probably family members who can help them with that sort of thing.
One of the key messages of the Technology Support Squad is that there are lots and lots of options for people with sight loss who want to continue reading. We actually have a role that we're currently advertising for now for volunteers on, and it's called a reader support role. And that would involve helping people with sight loss to understand the options that are available to them. So from talking books and the adaptation of those, like John's mentioning, right through to Kindles and iPads, through to our own RNIB Overdrive, which is available to help people access reading themselves.
Totally, yes. Yeah. So it's just to kind of educate and to go like, these options are here.
Absolutely. And that service also operates in the home. So if somebody were to find themselves that they maybe can't make it down to the local library, or they just want somebody to come and sit with them and explain their options, then that service is available too in Northern Ireland.
Fantastic. John, I imagine you and the rest of the guys, there must be an awful lot of... you have to learn and train all the time to actually keep on top of things, do you?
Yes.
It sounds like it.
Google is probably our best friend.
Very good. I think that's the same. I think it goes for most people these days. Yeah. You're lost without Google.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, John. Thanks very much. And just, I suppose, how many people are in the Technology Support Squad here in Northern Ireland?
Here
roughly?
In Northern Ireland, we have 12 people that are currently operating across the province. The vast majority of those are based in Belfast and surrounding areas. We're always looking for more volunteers, partly because we want to extend our reach, partly because we want to offer services in areas, particularly in the northwest and the western areas, that we maybe wouldn't have so many volunteers in. So if any of your listeners are interested in volunteering for us, then we would be delighted to hear from anybody that has technology skills that would be interested. And they can do that through our website, rnib.org.uk/volunteering. And the start of the Online Today project, which has a goal to get people who currently have very, very limited digital skills, to give them the skills they need to get online. That project is happening right over the next 3 years all across Northern Ireland. So there's lots of training taking place that your listeners can access if they would like to. And again, they can do that either through the website or by phoning the helpline. In Northern Ireland, the sessions that we're doing are generally one-to-one, and they can take place in somebody's home if they're unable to leave the home, or they can take place here in the RNIB offices, or throughout libraries across Northern Ireland. It's a really good service, so I would really encourage anybody that is not confident with getting online to get in touch. And the course is run over, I think it's a 6-week period, and they get one-to-one support, and it's just a really great way of increasing independence and confidence.
That's great. Well, listen, I'm always fascinated to hear about the roles that our volunteers do, because, I mean, I think there's so many things out there that I don't know about, and I know a little bit about a lot of things. But listen, John and Anne, thank you very much indeed for chatting to me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you have technology skill and you think that you might be able to give some time to our volunteer technology support squad, you can find out all the information on our website. That's rnib.org.uk/volunteering. And if you live with sight loss and you want to find out more about the Technology Support Squad service, just give our helpline a ring. That's 0303 123 9999.
RNIB Northern Ireland. Supporting people with sight loss.